Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. I want to welcome all the new members that join us for the beginning of Maseches Trumas. It's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem when people come together to learn a new limud, a limud which is not part of the regular standard limud, and to come and be koine, to acquire a new part of Torah. We're starting a new Masechta on Maseches Trumas, which speaks about a Frosha's Truma. As used as a preview to remind ourselves, what is truma? When a person has a field, take for example the classic case of a grain of wheat, so then he needs to give matonis. There is gifts that he needs to give to the kohen, to the levi, and sometimes to himself that he's going to use. And the general gifts that we have is we have truma, which we deraisa, we'll see in this masechta, we deraisa chito akas poiteris sakeri. Even one kernel of wheat is good enough for truma, but Rabbanon said you need to give 2%, echod mechamishim, which means 2% goes for truma. Then comes ma'aser rishon is the 10% that you give the levi, and then comes, depends on the year. Year 1 and 2, 4 and 5 of Shemitah, you do ma'aser sheni, another 10%, that each one has to take it to Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, and if he doesn't take it to Yerushalayim, he can redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. Year 3 and year 6, instead of doing Ma'aser Sheni, you do Ma'aser Oni, which is a 10% that goes to the poor. So this Masechta is focused on the first Matana that we give, which is the Truma. Starts the Mishnah regarding who is the one who can do Hafrosha's Truma, who can separate Truma to give it to the Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Chemisho lo yitroimu. There's 5 that should not do Truma. V'intarmu ain't Truma some Truma. If they did the Truma will not work, will not be Chal. Who are the 5? Acheresh v'ashoite v'akoton. This is the classic incompetent people. They're not able to do anything in terms of chalois, anything that requires das, that requires the mind. The cheresh, which is deaf-mute, as the Mishnah is going to explain. The shoite, incompetent person, someone that doesn't have a sane mind. And a katon, a youngster, a child. And this Mishnah is one of the main sources of indication what is the das of these 3 and what they can do. So the Mishnah says they are not able to do truma. Who else cannot do truma? Hatoyim et she'eino shaloi. Someone does truma on produce which is not his. He doesn't own it. And the 5th one is nochri shetoram et shel Yisrael. If a goy does truma on the produce of a Jew, afilu b'shus, even though the Jew gave him permission, ein truma so truma. The truma is not a truma. And the Mishmor says, as Reb Chaim points out, only if a goy does it for the produce of Yisrael. But if he does it for his own produce, there is a way to do truma, and we'll address it later in the Masechta. Continues the Mishnah and says, Cheresh, a deaf, hamidaber veino shema, he's able to talk, but he's not able to hear. Lo yitrum, lechatchil shirah do truma. And the reason is because this Madarma holds that when you do a bracha, you have to hear yourself saying the bracha. Someone who's deaf is not able to hear himself. So therefore, he should not do truma because he can't do a bracha. If he did truma, the truma works because the bracha is not me'akif. It's that a necessity in order for the truma to happen. And the Mishnah continues to explain how we just said before that a cheresh cannot do truma. Cheresh dibru chachoy mechol makon. The classic cheresh mentioned in Shas, when we say a deaf, a cheresh in Shas that cannot do, doesn't have das, she'enu lo shimea v'lo medaber. Someone who cannot hear and cannot speak. So in the simple understanding, he's not able to communicate with the outside world at all, at least in those days, and therefore he's not considered to have das. Continues the Mishnah, Katon Shaloyivi Shtei Saris. If you have a child who did not bring Shtei Saris, meaning he's not an adult, because the definition of adult, the way you define, the way you know that someone became an adult, if you brought 2 years in the boy's mokrim, Rabbi Yudayim a truma so truma. The truma is a truma, and he's arguing in the beginning of the Mishnah that said that a kata cannot do truma. Rabbi Yisrael Yimer, shalo yibolo ines nedarim. If it's before you reach the age of nedarim, what's the age of nedarim? It's 1 year before bar mitzvah and 1 year before bas mitzvah. 12 and 1 day for a boy, and 11 and 1 day for a girl. So that year before bar mitzvah is considered to be ines nedarim, that kids are able to do a neder. If he did not reach that age, ain't truma so truma, the truma is not a truma. Umishibalo in the door in truma so truma, but once he reached the age of 11 by a girl, 12 by a boy, says truma does work even though he did not bring Shtei Saris. Says the Gemara, Chamisha lo yitroimu, 5 cannot do truma. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Shoma Lekulon Mihocha. Shmuel bar Nachman says you can learn all these five that are not able to do Truma from the following Pasuk. Now the following Pasuk is not talking about Truma that we do from the field. It's talking about a Truma that you do from the Mishkan. But the Gemara learns the same way Truma of the Mishkan does not apply to these five, so also Truma of the field does not apply to these five. What is it? It says in the Pasuk, the Be'er Bnei Yisrael V'ikhuli Truma. It says the Am Yisrael take Truma, Prat Legoy, a non-Jew cannot do Truma. This is not a full Drusha. The Gemara is going to learn later in the Masechta where we know that a Goy cannot be a Shliach of a Yisrael to do Truma. And this seems to be a Smachta Be'almo, which is a remnant from the Pesukim that a Goy is not able to do full Truma like a Jew. Me'ez kol ish, the Pasuk says, take for every ish, Prat Lekotam, coming to exclude a youngster, a child. Ashei Dvenu Liboy, and if someone has a Nidva slave, he's able to donate on his own, based on his own volition. Prat lecheresh or lesheite, come to exclude a cheresh or lesheite, don't have das, so they're not really able to donate on their own volition. Reb Chaim adds, why don't we learn from here also a katan? Because we want to come and exclude also a katan to reach the age of an oynes and a dorim, arguing on Reb Yosi in the Mishnah. I want to say that even though he has some das, he still cannot do truma. That's why you have to have a special pasuk for the katan. Continues the Gemara and dashes in the Pasuk and Amud Beis. This is the truma you take from them. Except someone does truma for somebody else. It needs to be truma from the owner of the truma. So that is the drasha of the Pesukim. Says the Gemara now, we said in the Mishnah that a katan is not able to do truma. Ask the Gemara, why not? Yes, a katan does not have das, and if we need to rely on what he's thinking, we don't know what he's thinking, we can't rely on that. But if he does a maaseh, if he does an action that clarifies his intention, then it does work. Then you could rely on their maaseh. The Gemara is going to bring you riyas, bring proofs that you do rely on a katan when his maaseh, when his action is clear. And therefore the Gemara is going to ask, why by us we don't rely on the action of the katan who's doing the truma? That's what the Gemara starts with. V'yoychech maaseh shalim al machshavtom. Let their action prove what they're thinking. They're doing truma. It looks clearly what they want to do. The Tanina Tamon, we learned over there, and referring here to Meseches Machshirin. What we're talking about in Meseches Machshirin, what is Machshir something to receive Tumah? The din is in the Torah, in order for food to receive Tumah, in order for food to be receptive to Tumah, it needs to have water on it, and the water needs to be beratzah, needs to be that a person is interested in the water. If he's interested in the water, that water makes the food receptive to receive tumah. If you don't have the water, or you have the water, but you don't have das for the water, the food will not receive tumah. So the Mishnah there says, if someone puts food on the roof, and he has in mind that he wants the tal, the dew, to come and moisturize the food, so then the food is mekabel tumah, because he's interested in this liquid, in the dew, on the fruits. Says the Mishnah, but if you have an incompetent person who puts the fruit on the roof, even though in his mind he's interested with the dew, he's interested in the tal, Kiyuton is the source in the Torah that you need to have das, you need to be interested in the water. So when the Cher Shoytev HaKaton have in mind that they want interested in the water, that's not including chiyuton because you can't rely on the das of an incompetent person. Because all you can rely on is on their action, not on their thought. What will be the case that you will know based on their action that they're interested in the water? The cheresh shaita v'katon is holding the fruits and is stretching it out to receive the dew, to receive the tal. Meaning he's doing an action that shows that he's interested in the water. So then when you do an action, then this water will be machshir, will make this fruit receptive to receive tumo, because you do have here interest. And how do you know you have interest even though it's a cheresh shoyte v'katan? Not only because they said so, because they're thinking so, but because they're doing so. They're doing an action that proves their intention. Continues the Gemara, brings another raya, another proof. V'tani and tamon, we have another Mishnah. Also Meseches Machshirin. Horido cheresh shoyte v'katan. Talk about cheresh shoyte v'katan, taking an animal and putting it into the water, even though he's interested in the water, he wants the water to wash the feet of the animal. That's not b'chiyutan. It's not the requirement of the Torah that you need to have his das. Why? Because shesh le ma'aseh v'hein le machshava. You can only follow a action of a cher shetev katan, not a machshava, not a thought. Here, there's a thought. They're interested in the water. But I don't know. They actually want the water. Maybe they took the animal into the water just to pass her through the water. V'ezu ma'aseh shalom. What will be the case that you know they did an action that you know they want the water? He puts them in the water and then rubs the feet with water. So here he shows he's interested in the water. He wants to use the water. So now if this water that he wants to use touches fruits, it makes the fruits kosher kabel tumo because he has interest in the water. So the bottom line is, you see that cher shetev katan that prove their intention through their action, you do rely on them. So here the cher shetev katan are doing tumo. Their action does prove their intention. So why don't you follow it? Says the Gemara, why don't you say also here, their action will prove their intention. And says the Gemara, a list of people that are saying the following thing, it's a pasuk that refers to trumas maiser, which is another type of truma. And the pasuk refers to the truma as well as the Gemara dashes in other places. So this pasuk refers to truma. It says v'nichshav lachem has to be with machshava, and therefore what? Ein shekasuv boi machshavo, ein maaseh shelo yimuchiach al machshavter. If the Torah requires your machshava to be known, so even if your actions prove your intention, that's not good enough. You need to rely on the machshava only. Someone who cannot express his machshava without an action is not reliable in truma, because it says clearly v'nichshav, you need to rely on machshava. V'het she'ein kasuv boi machshavo. But in places like Hechsher Tumo, where you want to make fruits kosher lekabel Tumo, it doesn't say that the word b'nechshav, it doesn't say that your machshava needs to be clear. Ma'aseh shelo yimuchiach al machshavtei. So then the action can prove the intention. V'kan, in our case, by Tumo, hu'yu l'kasuv b'machshava, because the Torah does say machshava. V'nechshav, ein ma'aseh shelo yimuchiach al machshavtei. Therefore, the action does not prove his intention. The Torah, by saying v'nechshav, is saying that the only way for us to be able to determine that something is truma is only based on machshava, based on knowing what a person is intending to do, not through his actions. And because an incompetent person, a cher shetev katan, you do not know his machshava unless you have the action. So therefore, this Torah is giving me a gzeras hakasov, a special pasuk to tell me that you cannot rely on a cher shetev katan because you need to know their das without their action. And the Gemara now is going to go from here to bring a raya regarding gittin that connects to truma, and that will go into the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas daf Aleph.